All right, everybody, it's time for Fighty Fuel, which means three easy steps to fire up your weight loss. So today we are going to be talking about I don'ts and I do's. And this ain't about the marriage. This is all about your personal rules to live by. Now, I know a lot of y'all freak out when it comes to rules, but here's my thing about rules. And this is the way that I always think about them. Rules aren't good or bad. It's kind of like diet mentality. When you create a rule for yourself, are you creating it from love, from help, from making things easier on yourself, or are you creating it from your list of shoulds, like how you should be doing, what you think others are saying, like what you've learned in the past? So I love having my I don'ts and my I do's, because what they do is they give me a really clear direction on where I'm going in life. So if I'm ever doing something that I say like, well, let's say I don't eat at 8 o'clock at night, or I don't drink on days, like I only drink, so I do drink on date nights that are planned where I know I'm going to have connection. I don't drink on nights when I'm stressed, I'm tired, I just want to get out of the house and turn things off. This is not restrictive or punitive to me, because these rules were put into place to help me understand, when am I drinking or eating in a way that I don't want to live my life? I just don't want to be that kind of person. Or when am I eating or drinking in a way that I do want to live my life? Because I've decided that's the most helpful. That is what's healthy for me. That is what allows me to wake up the next day feeling amazing, whatever it is. So these are your personal rules. This isn't set by somebody else. This isn't set by Corinne. These are the things that you choose. So the first thing that you do is you make a list of the things that you don't do. Like for me, I'll give you a few. I don't eat to avoid my feelings. I do take walk breaks before snack breaks. I don't say mean things to myself. I don't make black and white rules for me. And so, like, even though I have an I do in there, I snuck that one in there because sometimes I like to have, so here's how I would do it. A lot of you, it's a lot easier for you to think about the things that you don't want to do anymore. So make that list first. But sometimes you'll have something that you know you really do want to do. Go ahead and throw that booger in there. That's fine. The next thing, though, is to take your I don'ts and turn those into I do's. So let's say I don't talk to myself like an asshole. I do say something nice when I catch an old shitty asshole thought. So you want to take that list of I don'ts and you want to turn them into, so I don't do this, but I do do this. And here's the key. When it comes to the I don'ts, it does not mean you're going to do those perfectly. It does not mean you're going to make you a big ass list of I don'ts and never struggle ever again and always know what you're supposed to be doing. Your old habit brain will always kick in. If we want to do the thing, most of the times when we're making an I don't, it's because we have realized there's something that I currently do that sucks for me, that has a terrible back end payoff that I regret or I have guilt or shame over. And I'd like to quit doing those things. So the thing about I don'ts is they are to highlight when you're off the path. So think about an interstate. You know how interstates have those things on the side of the road that when you hit them, it's like, it makes a loud noise. It's so that people don't run off the road asleep. It's so that, like, if you're not paying attention on the road or maybe you're sleeping, it is so loud that you're like, oh shit, get back on the road. This is what I don'ts and I do's are. They are supposed to be the loud indicators of like flashing lights. Hey, you're off path. Not so that you can beat yourself up or to sit there and think that they're not working or any of that horseshit. It is literally so that you can be like, okay, I caught myself. That's awesome. I used to not catch myself. Remember, we talked about celebrating wins. We talked about not having unnecessary suffering. This is how this applies. So you're going to take your I don'ts, you're going to turn them into I do's, you're going to do it all on paper, because what do? We write about shit. We don't just listen to Corinne, we actually do the work. It's more likely to solidify if you do the work. Next,
don't use your I do's against yourself or I don'ts. The I don'ts, they're ideals. In an ideal world, here's the things I would never do. What I want you to do is I want you to focus on your growth and improvement as you get better at catching yourself when you are doing an I don't. So even if you catch yourself, let's say I go out and I start drinking with Chris and it wasn't planned and I'd had a shit-tastic day. Cat vomited all over the place. All hell breaks loose and no BS. Website goes down. And it's like, oh, fuck me. I'm going to need to get a drink tonight. I just need to get away from this day. Calgon, take me away. Except it's more like Chardonnay, take me away. So we go to our local favorite place. And I catch myself there, like in glass two. So rather than sitting there and telling myself, see, I knew that this would never work, I sit there and say, like, I don't emotionally drink anymore. I don't sit here and drink wine telling myself that this is how I deal with a bad day. What I do is I listen to what was really wrong. I identify my thoughts. So in that moment, what is the one thing I can do? Order water. Don't order another drink. Tell Chris, like, I'm glad we came, but I've decided this is my last drink. But I'm here, and if you want to talk, we can talk. If you want to head out, we can head out. I'm good with whatever. Like, there are things I can do when I catch it. So part of my I don't is I don't end the day with a drink. I do think about my day and end it on a high note. I do catch myself when I might be doing that behavior and stop ordering wine. There are so many I do's that you can have. There are so many ways that you can slice this. So you want to make sure that you're always focusing on your growth. You're always focusing on how you're changing, the improvements that you're making, how often your I don'ts are now starting to work. Start catching them and noticing them and telling yourself. And even if you catch yourself off the trail, off the track, you don't make it mean that you can't do it or that they don't work. You make it mean, I'm glad I noticed. So what can I do in this moment to steer back on path? So I would love it if everyone would share inside the Facebook group their I do's and their I don'ts. You don't have to share them all, but you can share some of them. And as you do, don't forget, you can use hashtag get it done and hashtag repeat to keep seeing the goal getter gauge raise and to unlock the prizes. And as we are wrapping up, finishing off No BS, make sure that all the lessons that you've listened to and all the videos that you've watched, that you've gone to the website over at nobswomen.com, that you pulled up the No BS Weight Loss course, and that you check the boxes that you watch them. All right. Thank you. And make sure you make your list of I do's and I don'ts.